Hello and welcome to this special episode of Finance Ke Funde. Today's episode, we'll be talking about the impact of crude oil on Indian economy. We will focus on four major areas: impact on trade deficit, impact on inflation, impact on fiscal deficit and impact on stock prices. But before we get there, let's begin with the uses of crude oil and why crude oil is so important for us to consume. Crude oil is the most important energy source used globally. Several industries rely heavily on fuel. For example, airlines, plastic product manufacturers, agricultural businesses, so on and so forth. 80% of our requirements of oil are fulfilled through imports. Let us see the journey of oil prices from international markets to our local petrol pumps. At the time of recording of this video, crude oil was trading at around $46 per barrel. When we import this oil into India, we have to convert this rate into Indian rupees as we are paying dollars. The prevalent rate at this point of time is 73 rupees per dollar, which implies that cost of oil for us becomes 46 multiplied by 73, that is 3,358 rupees per barrel. This raw oil is further processed, and finally, per liter base price for an oil marketing company comes to 24.95 rupees per liter. Add to that a freight of 36 paisa and the cost to dealer comes to around 25.31 paisa. Government charges excise on this, which amounts to around 32.98 rupees. Add the dealer's commission at 3.69, VAT at 18.59, and final retail price at the petrol pump closest to us comes to 80.57. This data is taken from Indian Oil Corporation website and pertains to August 2020. Let us begin with impact of crude oil prices on trade deficit. In a situation where imports are more than the exports, trade deficit can be understood as the difference between total imports and total exports. According to United Nations Comtrade database on international trade, mineral fuels, oils and distillation products comprise of 32% of India's imports. Since oil and related products comprise of almost a third of total imports, any increase in total quantity demanded, rate per barrel or INR dollar exchange rate directly increases trade deficit. High imports also impact the exchange rate since the payment is usually made in dollars. Second, we'll discuss the impact on inflation. Crude oil is a basic raw material for several businesses. For those where it is not used as a raw material, it definitely is used to transport the goods from the factory to the market. Hence, directly or indirectly, every good is impacted by the cost of oil. If the oil prices go up, the total production cost goes up, thereby either declining the profits of the company producing them or by casting an additional burden on the consumers purchasing them. This leads to inflation. Higher inflation leads to an increase in the interest rates, increasing the total cost of borrowing for the companies, leading to a further fall in profits. Third, impact on fiscal deficit. 40% of the retail sales price of petrol goes towards excise, which forms a part of government revenues. If the price of crude in international market goes up, the cost of importing goes up significantly. In such cases, to ensure that the crude oil or its derivatives are still affordable to the common public, government may have to provide a subsidy by reducing this excise duty. A reduction in excise duty translates to a fall in the revenue for the government, which increases the fiscal deficit. High fiscal deficit may lead to derating of the country in international markets, causing an increase in cost of funding for both the government as well as Indian corporates. Similarly, if the price of crude goes down in international market, allowing import of crude at cheaper rates, government may get an opportunity to increase the taxes, providing a temporary cushion to its revenues. Hence, the direction of crude oil prices in international markets directly impacts the fiscal policy decisions. Fourth and last point, impact on stock prices. In situations where the base price of petrol goes up, oil marketing companies may have to take a hit on their profits in order to continue to service the demands of Indian consumers. As the profitability of the company takes a temporary hit, the prices of the stocks may also go down. Similarly, when the raw material cost goes up or transportation cost goes up, profitability of other companies may also go down, causing a fall in the share prices. In a reverse scenario, where crude oil prices go down, profitability increases and so does share prices. In this video, we discussed four important concepts: impact on trade deficit through higher imports, impact on inflation through higher costs, impact on fiscal deficit through fall in revenue, and impact on stock prices because of profitability. Bye. Disclaimers and disclosures. This content is for education and entertainment purpose only. Sanchit Jain or Finance Ke Funde are not a SEBI registered investment advisor. The information is being presented without consideration of the investment objectives, risk tolerance, or financial circumstances of any specific investor and might not be suitable for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of the future results. All investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. The views expressed are personal and do not reflect the views of any organization we may be directly or indirectly associated with. Thank you.